I guess the other area that I see you all looking at hormonal therapy and a lot of people thinking and looking at it is for DCIS and prevention. Of course, you've got your big prevention trial, the STAR trial looking at tamoxifen versus raloxifene, but you also have the B35 study looking at anastrozole versus tamoxifen and ER-positive DCIS. Any thoughts about those two studies?
No, those are both great studies, and actually we eagerly anticipate the results of the STAR trial, which now has finished accrual. And of course, that will help us select perhaps a new control group for future prevention studies. And of course, the big question is, in prevention, would aromatase inhibitors be more effective than tamoxifen or raloxifene, whatever is the winner from the STAR trial? And as you know, we have a lot of good indirect information that this may be the case based on contralateral breast cancer reduction in the adjuvant studies. The B35 trial is a trial that extends the use of aromatase inhibitors in patients with DCIS. And in fact, it's accruing very well. Our target accrual is about 3,000, and we're now almost about halfway done. So I think within about a year, we'll be done with this study, and hopefully we'll extend the benefit from aromatase inhibitors in the earlier setting.
What do you think the B35 study is going to show?
If I had to take an educated guess, I think it will show reduction in contralateral breast cancer with anastrozole versus tamoxifen, and hopefully reduction in ipsilateral breast cancer events. That's the main premise of the study.
Any predictions in terms of what you're going to see in terms of side effects, toxicity?
I don't really think that we're going to see much difference in side effects from what we've seen already in the adjuvant trials. I think the side effect profile has been clearly elucidated by these studies. The importance of this study is to put it in perspective of risk versus benefit, and I think that's the idea because we already have made significant progress in these patients with DCIS, with lumpectomy radiation and then tamoxifen. But it will be very interesting because despite, as you know, of the fact that we have shown these benefits, not a significant proportion of patients with DCIS receives tamoxifen for a variety of reasons. I think I hear numbers that about 50% of the physicians recommend it and another 50% of the patients then take it. So about a quarter of the patients treated with tamoxifen. So hopefully with aromatase inhibitors, we may be able to actually engage more patients in taking hormonal therapy.
When do you think the STAR trial data is going to be available?
I'm not quite sure. It may be at any time, practically. I don't know exactly where the data monitoring committee will look at interim analysis.
Are you going to wait until you have those data to design the next prevention study?
We're in a process of designing the next trial with the idea that we can use either tamoxifen or raloxifene and then drop one of the arms, which is inferior, if there is an inferior arm.
Oh, that's interesting. And the third arm being an aromatase inhibitor?
Yeah. Clearly, that's the direction we'll have to take.
This concludes the second CD. To hear our Breast Cancer Journal Club, please turn to the third CD.